Welcome to Clap Talk Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern Grudge Racers to the world. With Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com, the Northeastern Racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.clapgolf.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your host, Long Island Joe!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Gunny Picks. It's going down tonight. It is February 3rd, Monday, Long Island Joe and Clocks Off Radio Show tonight. Right now, please be patient. Long Island Joe will be with us in just a second. He's out pushing snow up on that island. But in the meantime, I will give you guys a heads up about what the topic of the show is about tonight. The topic of the show is about fair representation and getting all grudge racers recognized for their accomplishments, for what they do for the grudge game, what they do for the promoters, and what they do for the fans. Once again, this topic is about fair representation, establishing platforms to represent the Northeast, to represent the Midwest, to represent corners of the Southeast, and to represent the West that is being left out of the grudge game and whose accomplishments are unaware. So I'll tell you what, we have a few calls on the line tonight. If you guys want to just chop it up with me, Gunner Picks. In the meantime, press your one button, and we'll go from there. I do want to say that we have a lot of races coming up. We have Long Island Joe's race coming up at Piedmont, April 26th. That's definitely a go-to race. Gunner Picks will be there. I understand that Little Tony will be there from out of Michigan with his brand-new Mustang, stock suspension on 28th. He's looking for action. You have a lot of guys from out of Illinois. They will be attending the race. Leroy, Bruce Leroy, a.k.a. Bruce Leroy, and his brother Larry will be there. They'll be actually letting their presence be known, scouting, to see who's going to be food for 2014 later on in the year. And I'm looking to hear from a lot of Northeastern racers tonight. I see we have 773-3803 on the line. If you can let me know your name, I'll get you right on and chop it up with me. Ladies and gentlemen, can you hang on for just a moment, please?
Oh, man, what's happening?
Hey, Junior, what's going on, bro? I see you made it into the show tonight. This is also home away from home for you. So,
yeah, no
man,
doubt.
I'm trying to get in tonight.
No doubt.
Junior, let me ask you a question.
We got to show some sports.
Absolutely, Junior. I want to let the people from the Northeast. This is Puerto Rican Junior from out of Chi-Town. He used to live in Jersey a couple of years ago, and he is a connoisseur of grudge racing. I can guarantee you, Junior knows what each and every one of you brothers from the Northeast are doing or have done. So if anybody wants to holler at Junior, please chop it up with him. You can address him directly. But Junior, can you let the people know what's going on out there in out in the Midwest and how you guys plan on bringing the Midwest to the Northeast to mix it up with the brothers?
Well, to start off, you know, want to wish everybody a good night. We got a July the 26th at US 131 Martin, Michigan. The Motor City Mafia, Little Tone, number one slouch. We got our first race of the year. We have a $10,000 guaranteed to the winner. It ain't dependent on car count. It ain't dependent on who came through the gate, who didn't come in through the gate. If you break the beams and you the only guy there, it's a guaranteed $10,000. This is for 29.5W or smaller, any rear style suspension, stock style front suspension, no wheelie bar, and it don't matter what you got under the hood. Just come on in. You know, we have a couple other races lined up throughout the year. But that's the one to start off what should have been our nightmare on 12th Street, which due to the weather, we got rained out. But we're hoping to see a lot of guys from the East Coast. You know, for those that don't know, 131 is probably one of the premier tracks in the Midwest, you know, so there ain't going to be no issues there. Environment-wise, it's family-friendly. The track is Grudge Racer-friendly. I mean, we make sure that we cater to all the Grudge Racers. It don't matter whether you got a slow car, a fast car, or a super fast car. If you a Grudge Racer, if you a racer, come on down, because we're going to accommodate you down here. We're going to make you feel at home, going to make you want to come back down here, too. Yeah, that's about it. We got another race, which is your race, Gunny. If you want to tell them about it, please. Gunny, you still there?
Yeah, what's up, man? All right, Puerto Rican Junior, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, Junior, we have June on the line. He's from out of New York, and he's over there with Long Island Joe. And his brother just let me know he has a Pro Mod Nova. So, can you let him
Camaro,
know?
69 Camaro.
I'm sorry, a 69 Camaro.
Yeah.
Right. You said that was a Pro Mod car?
Yeah. Yeah.
You looking to come to the Midwest and engage with that car?
Well, Joe was talking to me about some dates that he had set up already. So, like I said, I just got it back together this year. I'm looking to try it out down in Fayetteville on the 22nd of March. And
okay.
Everything else, if I'm happy with it, I can't, you know, when you get cars like that, anything can happen with them. So,
right, that's correct.
I can't, you know what I'm saying? And break one thing and parts cost a lot of money. So, like I said, if everything all right and the car is available for the date that Joe gave me, yeah, I'm willing to bring it.
Well, I mean, you are more than welcome to join us. You know, July the 26th, we have an event going on. It's a Saturday at Martin, Michigan, US 131. You know,
okay.
It's a family event. Up in the Midwest here, especially Grudge Racer wise, we don't have a lot of pro mod cars, but we have a handful that does show up. So, you know,
yeah.
if you do happen to make it out here.
If I don't bring that, I also got a back half Nova, and I got a back half 68 coming out too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we never been to the Midwest, but I told Joe I see a lot of the racing on the internet and stuff. And I told
Joe, just
let me know the dates or whatever, and I'll definitely try to make one. You know.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, on this side we've been doing some traveling, but this year, I mean, we plan on hitting the East Coast and hitting it hard.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Yep.
And hopefully we can have you guys, you know, come up this way, because realistically I don't think the rest of the United States gives us the respect that we've earned over the years, and whether it be the upper East Coast or the Midwest, and it's time to show, man. We didn't start doing this yesterday.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, so, but like I said, I'm going to try this car out. I'm looking to, trying to get something set up for Maryland, in North Carolina, shit like that. And then when it's time to move, I'll be ready to move, hopefully.
There you go. I mean, for those that don't know the cars or know you, why don't you give them a little rundown what you're working with?
Well,
so
I
if you're...
Yeah, it ain't nothing to hide. I flash my times. I just bought a brand new 165 cubic inch rear motor. I want a new combination. I want to try it out, and four systems, which I don't have to use all four.
Right.
I got a back half 68 Camaro, 2,700 pounds, got 632 cubic inches.
Right.
I want a muscle or juice, but I like to run to the quarter. I don't like the 8 of a mile race. But if I have to, I'll set it up.
I got
a super crew that's always down with me. And Joe can tell you I'm a straight up guy. I like the race. And we're looking for some, you know, I got the Nova is set up to run 8 or quarter 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Conventional had a single car player.
Well, I'll tell you this. The majority of the cars we run out here are stock suspension cars, but we do have a good field of back half cars. And we got, you know, like I said, we got a handful of the pro mod cars, but I'm more than positive. I mean, Joe came down to one of the events, and I mean, he did what he wanted to do there. You know, we gonna find a way to accommodate you. Yeah, we ain't forget about that either, Joe, with that little pillar you got now. But
hey,
I mean, we'll find a way to accommodate you. That's for sure.
Yeah. I tell you what, Puerto Rican Junior, we got a short dog on the line. Short dog, where are you at, man?
See,
I'm on the phone.
Now, short dog too fast to be on this show, man.
Only in his mind. Ain't the short dog. Ain't nothing short dog. Ain't nothing short dog. Hell, short dog scared of a 16-year-old boy out there in Fayetteville.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right, Gunny. Look, I ain't gonna feed him what you want me feeding to tonight.
You said I want to do it. You said I want him to do what? Feed him to the knife.
Nah, so I'm not going to feed into what you want me to feed into tonight.
Oh, no, I don't want you to feed anything. I like what you did. You came on and you told the truth. You were scared of him. You know what I'm saying? That little man had you end up in the trailer, and it's all good. I understand it gets like that sometimes.
Yeah, well, I don't know who the hell you're talking to. You the wrong guy on the phone. You don't even know who you cut in.
This is Short Dog, right?
Must be the wrong Short Dog. I ain't never went nowhere scared of nothing.
This is Raymond. This is Short Dog with black and yellow, right?
Did you just hear what I said? I never went nowhere.
Short Dog, you don't want me to get the Hatton Boys on the phone, do you?
Please. Hey, you can't turn over no rock and find them at all.
Hey, now, I doubt if they're in the bushes, but I'll tell you what. Short Dog, let me ask you a question. What do you know about the Midwest coming to the Northeast and engage with you guys real heavy in April down to Piedmont and up there at Buds Creek May 25th?
Well,
now, I'll tell you like this. You do remember what Donye did to you all out there, right, single-handedly?
When? Donye?
Gunny, don't talk about that. That was last year. No, don't leave that alone. That was one man. That was one man.
Hey, Donye.
Donye's not on the phone.
Oh, I was gonna say, I thought Donye was on the phone. I was gonna say Donye ain't do nothing to me.
Hey, you know what? We can get him on the phone. Yeah, we can get him on the phone. But you like to run something different than Donye. But I'm just saying, as a whole, you do remember what Donye did to y'all. So watch your mouth. Put your hands in your lap and pull them.
I don't know what Donye did. I couldn't tell you that.
Oh, okay. You know, when he went down that track, that breeze, that blowout must have, you know, spent your life made you hit your head.
Listen, Gunny, whatever he did to somebody, I ain't feel none of it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you, Short Dog Junior, we got a few hands up on the phone. Junior, if you can hold me down so we can get Long Island Joe on. If you can keep talking to people, let them know what's going on, what the Midwest has to offer for the Northeast and vice versa, Short Dog. At the Midwest, we got a lot of Midwestern callers on the line tonight. If you can let them know.
Well, Short Dog, this is East Coast crew, so come on with it, man. Let these people know what's happening, man.
Well, myself, I built a new car. I have had one, going to be on 29, and I have a new back half I'm bringing out, 68 Camaro.
What's the deal with that one on 29s?
is a 68.
Is that a stock suspension car?
No.
Okay. Bar or no bar?
We might run it with no balls.
Oh, okay.
But it's not a stock suspension. It's just like everybody likes to sit on 29s. That's what they told me. So I said, I'm going to try.
I tell you this, if it's on 29 no bars, you can come up here on July the 26th. I mean, we got a show that's gonna fit your bill. We're gonna have all the top little tie guys from the Midwest there. Got a lot of guys from down south coming up also.
What track?
That's gonna be at US 131 Martin, Michigan.
Okay.
I mean, if you've been up this way, 131 is no different than being at Norwalk, being at Indy, or being at 66.
Yeah.
I mean,
Killer Brook used to race that, right?
Yeah. I know exactly. I mean, it's premier and it's grudge racer friendly. From the moment you pull into the town to the moment you leave, you know?
I've been there. I haven't raced there, but I have been there.
Yeah, that's something. That 29-inch tire car. Yeah, that can get some action up here.
Okay. Yeah, it's a 2x3 chassis.
Right.
Like I said, it's not a stock suspension.
And you said the other one you said was a back half car?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I ain't sure if I'm bringing that one all the way up there.
Okay.
Because that one heavy. It's going to cost me a lot to carry it.
Okay, then. I mean, yeah, we can definitely get it lined up for you.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely be on the line to make sure we can make something happen.
Yeah, no doubt. So, what do you guys got coming up out there? What's your first race of the year you got coming?
Well, that's the race, Long Island, and we all have at Piedmont. That's the first race. Yeah.
And this is when?
Gunny. Oh, Gunny left. I forgot the date on it. Joe will be on here.
April 26th.
Say that again?
Okay.
April 26th.
Now, Piedmont there, is that eighth mile, quarter mile, or do they run both there, or what's the deal there?
Eighth mile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure, dog. That was Long Island Joe. This is Long Island Joe on the other end.
Okay. All right, they go long. You gave him the date Long Island.
Yeah, it was April 26th, Piedmont, and if you look at it, Piedmont was voted last year track of the year, and that's probably one of the fastest tracks an 8 mile is around. We just, last week, while we were on Disturbing the Peace and Wolfpack locked in. Matter of fact, last week also, the Slut and Popeye, they locked in. I want to say it's the Black Assassin, and I'm not sure if it's Mark Hayes. I'm not sure which one they locked in. Or Beach and the Horseman, I think. And then you got Lewis Collins. They're locked in also on that day. I mean, there's so many races that have been getting locked in for that day is unbelievable, but also March 22nd, we got a lot of going on. Fayetteville is actually going to have we got Street King, and he's going against one of our Jersey guys, Boss Hogg, and it's really getting pretty heated up on that one. But now, just a while ago, I'm going to say like 10 minutes ago, I was on the phone. They locked in 2 G-bodies, Lone Folks Racing, Gerald against Mickey with the silver Oldsmobile, Cutlass. And they're going to run
They're going to run out there. They're going to go at it. I don't know if they're out the back door. I know it's by 5:30 they're going to do it. So that locked in tonight, too. But we got a lot of things going on. Everybody's been talking about it, and hopefully everybody can make them. Another thing was lately, these guys want to know, they didn't like how certain things went. So, but I don't really try to dwell on something. I just try to make it better if we can make it better. So somebody gave me an idea. And they said, why not let the racers choose who was racer of the year? And why not choose, let the racers say who was the most feared car of the year? So I'm going to turn around. We're going to have a number, and you got to turn around and say who you are, and you vote. So it won't be no promoters allowed to vote. It's only racers only. If you got a car, you get the race. You're the one that can vote. I want that to be done. So I'm going to leave it in the hands of the race, and we're going to have the vote. Okay, who do you think was the best appearance car? Who was that? You know, we want that. We want to start the race. And on May 25th at Bud Creek, I'm going to announce the winners there, and I have the award there at Bud Creek. And if anybody else got any input on that, what do you think can be better, how we can do it better, let me know. I'm willing. I'm taking all suggestions. You know, I just wanted to be fair. Because I know a lot of guys out there were saying, how can you turn around and put somebody in there in the race of the year and he only did one race? So I'm going to give a chance for the racers. Now, whatever can be said will be the racers. And it won't be nobody else. They can't blame anybody. So I'm going to give that's my idea. Now, if anybody got a better suggestion, let me know. You heard that one, Gunner?
You know what, Joe? That's a great idea. Cause who better to pick than those that are out there with you? You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys that are out there, man, that are diehard grudge racers. They may not be, you know, the Johns and the Joneses, but these guys race all week, week in, week out, and they don't get no type of acknowledgement for what they do.
And that's what you know, right?
Right. And the way you're putting it, of course. I mean, you know, as a racer and being there, you know who's putting in work and who's not. Now that's the way to do that, you know. And then again, if you get chosen and you win, you know that it's your peers that did that. And if you don't get chosen, then you know you ain't put enough work in to, you know, to be the one.
Uh-huh.
There you go. That's a good deal there, man.
I mean, I seen some of the people that are looked over there that should be nominated. I mean, honestly, to tell you the truth, I could call out names, you know? I mean,
right,
I've been looking. I mean, and you can say, wow, he didn't get nominated. I mean, we all know that I'm going to give it the hands I credit is due.
Right.
And that, the three of them, I got to give them guys credit. They don't care. They're out there trying to do it. That's one thing about those guys. They will go out there and they will try. And you know, they call Mac Melvin and I think it was Monroe. I'm not sure exactly. But they go on Mac Attack 3M?
Yeah, Mac Attack and Melvin.
Yeah, 3M's, yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you stuff. Those are bad jokers there, you hear me? And you can't take it away from them. But you're taking away from them if you turn around and not even include them in part of it.
Yeah,
right.
And that's the bad part. When you start turning around, you got Young Sang out there. You know what? That's one of the most feared cars around. I don't care what nobody says. Everybody that's been ready to play from Young Sang, I haven't seen yet somebody stand up and say, I got a small block straight hit. Don't want to run them heads up.
That's that young boy with that burgundy car. Is it burgundy?
Yep.
Yeah, you're right about that. They can say what they want to say, but yeah, they ain't trying to get with them.
No.
Yeah.
You had Rhodey go out there and call a man out, made a video on everything. What'd the kid do? the answer to his reply. Told him, I'll do everything that you want, just find the track now. Let's do it. What happened? He was just talking because it was free.
Phone got disconnected.
Yeah, we missing an action right now.
Yeah.
We got MIA papers out looking for them. But I'll tell you, that's my whole thing. Turn around and not give somebody something like that. That man put it in his jeans. He did what he had to do, got his car right. Matt got his right. I mean, there's a lot of guys. The list goes on and on and on. I mean, we can't go by favoritism. We got to go by what's right and what's right. That's
right.
Why my whole thing is. Not because
that's correct.
Popularity contest. That's not good. Give it to the man that deserves it.
So you're right about that, yep.
But now the racers get a chance. Now they can vote on it. Not anybody else. The race is going to vote. No promoters. I'm not involved. I ain't going to do anything. I don't want no parts. I'll let everybody else do what they got to do. The racers are going to put it out there, and they're going to do the vote. And now we'll see. What do you figure?
Let the racers do it, and we'll support half of it.
Huh?
I say, let the racers do it, and we'll support the rest of it.
And listen, I'll tell you the God honest truth. I think it will be good even for the Midwest. Hey, we'll have a thing for the Midwest the same day. Who do you think? Have your guy turn around and call in, and that same day we'll give it to him too.
You're right about that. You're right. You know what? That sounds real good. Because I'm going to tell you something. You know, like I said earlier, for a good part of the country, they must think that, you know, we just started doing this, you know, last week or last year. And, you know, we've been doing this a long time, man. You know, but I guess if you're not geographically from a certain area, you don't exist in the world of grudge racing. And they sadly mistaken when it come to us, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, it's a different – I told everybody, and now everybody want to take a ride out there. You got to go.
No doubt. I mean, you seen – hey, Joe, you seen firsthand, you know, for the car that you brought, I mean, that was more that style of race that we had going on. You know, it was more the streetable type cars. And you I mean, you was popping them. It's sad to say, but you and that killer was popping them off left and right. But, I mean, we will accommodate. And for them faster cars, we got some shit up here now. And we trying
to
engage.
You know what I like about y'all? I gotta say one thing. Y'all made sure that we're going to get a race.
No doubt.
Oh, man, they came running over to us and everything. And you know what it was? Nobody was looking for a GW. Nobody was looking for a guarantee win. They were looking for, look, you got this here. Let me look at, all right, I'll let them look. Whatever, it's no big deal. You got that small carburetor 23? Oh, yeah, we're going to run you. We got a 23 small carburetor, too. Uh-oh, there you go.
That's it. Ain't nothing else to talk about. That's right. No. I mean, yeah. I mean, I liked it, you know, and I really liked that the guys, they didn't hold back. I mean, Joe, they didn't know you from town, you know.
No.
But they was willing to gamble, and that's all that matters. That's all that in the end, win, lose, or draw, they was willing to gamble and go at it.
Shake your hand, get you money, no problem.
We'll get you again.
That's what they said. And that's what racing about, not me.
Oh, hey, Joe, you know they waiting on you, boy. they gonna make sure when you cross the state line, they gonna escort you directly to the pit area. Unload, let's roll, man.
When we had a car carrier coming in this time, they gonna be surprised.
Yeah, no doubt.
We coming with a pretty decent fleet here. We're going to come in with a couple of cars when we come this town. We ain't going to play around with it. We had a good time. We actually already had said ahead of time. When we get there, it's going to be a totally different thing. We're going to go eat first. We're hanging out with everybody. And then we're going to race the next day.
There you go.
That's what's up.
That's
what it's all about.
I mean, that's the way it should be. I mean, we all grown men. You're supposed to show hospitality, whether the person you bringing into your house is going to eat with you or they going to be the meal. We was trying to eat you, but, you know, you got away. But we still going to show you the hospitality, you know?
Yeah.
Got to, man.
Now we got to come out there and we got to try to get, we got to get that skin out of there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, this is a guy about the two guys. We play around. We tell them, we don't mean nothing. We have fun. We don't gamble against each other. Yeah. We don't have fun.
Oh,
we gonna
you know.
Gonna,
you know, he.
One of us
going to
win,
race,
one's going to lose.
He going to race all night long, whether it's in a Suburban, a race car, a bicycle. He don't care. He going to race. He going to find a way to race.
He called me up there that night, that Kevin of Aaron told me about it. He said, yes, Jim will run Young Thing in those rental cars. He's going to run them with the rental car. Rental car to rental car, $2,500 through it. They
oh, yeah, no
the
doubt.
Identical rental
no
cars,
doubt.
And they're going to race.
Oh yeah,
that,
see, that's some good action. That's a driver's race there. That's some good action.
And that's what they're talking about. Now that's gonna be something. You know? And then you know what? You can't beat somebody. When they sit down around and they say they want to do something like that. He's trying to make it even any which way he can.
They showing you they're trying to go. You're right.
Yeah. And that's what it should be about. But you know, you get a lot of people that you know how it goes. They take it to heart. If you don't take it to heart, you're in the wrong sport. That's how I look at it. Don't turn around and take it to heart. If everybody's playing around, having a good time. It's like a big barbecue, cookout, whatever. We all supposed to be family, and they'll say just love. But that's what I had to let out. So if anybody else got anything else to add to that, if they can turn around and say that, well, we can make it better, I'm open, so.
Well, Long Island Joe, we have Lil Tony on the phone. Lil Tony, leader of the Motor City Mafia. Your mic is open.
Joe, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Lil Tony? How's everything?
Everything's good, man. A little chilly, but we all right over here.
Yeah, we got a lot of snow over here. What you got going on over that way?
Not a thing, man. I was just listening to your topic, and I agree with you 100% about, you know, these awards and everything that they give out is, you know, I mean, some individuals just take all the integrity out of the sport, and, you know, that's not good. That's not good for drag racing, you know, as a whole. You know, you give it to who's ever deserving of it, you know. That's how I feel. You know, other people, you know, put too many politics in it, and you know, that's not to me.
That was
you know
that's
my thing.
That, you know, we trying to stay away from all that politics. You don't need it.
Yeah, my thing is, if I've been going from state to state, you know, whooping people. Running 1/8 mile, running 1/4 mile, and you know, big tire guy, small tire guy, and this my first race car. I mean, I feel like I'm worthy of rookie of the year. I feel like I'm worthy of grudge racer of the year. You know, I'm eligible for all types of stuff, but just because I ain't, you know, one of the good old boys, I don't get it. And that, you know, that ain't cool. You know, like they give credit where credit is due. If a racer is worthy of it, they should be awarded it, hands down.
What's up, Joe? I agree 100%. Not much, not much. Yeah, I'm telling you, hey, Lil Tony, I got one thing. I got Gunner was supposed to do it for me. He ain't never did it. You know, he always messing up. I told him I wanted a shirt, and he ain't getting me the shirt. I said, go ahead, just buy the shirt for Lil Tony, please. Motor City Mafia. I probably gave it to my son, and made him around. He never did come through. So I'm going to call
you
on it. If you send it to me, whatever it is, I'll pay for it.
You know what? I'm going to put it back on Lil Tony. I told Lil Tony repeatedly a long time ago about that shirt, about that Motor City Mafia shirt. Tony, what you got to say for yourself? You got all these people over there on the Northeast
bullshit.
And whatnot. Now, who said that? That sounds like Junior over there. Now, hold on. I don't know who said that.
I ain't going to let y'all show me the pie. I told Lil Tony to get Long Island Joe them shirts, but you know what? Yes, sir.
Remember we had the long discussion about being team players and everybody got each other's back?
Hey,
Tone, let me go ahead. I'm going to be a team player, and I got Gunny's back. I'm going to go ahead and be his fall guy. I'm sorry, Joe. I should have been thinking of this show.
Hey, Tone,
that's a nice way. You know, you've been hanging around Levo a lot. That's a nice way to put me under the bus. Back and sanitized. You got me under there real slick. I tell you what, I don't want to talk to none of y'all now. Hey, Big George, come on in and talk to these jokers, man.
Hey, Joe, we gonna take care of that and the stickers for you, man. We gonna throw that in there, man. Represent.
What's going on?
Hanging in there. That's all I can do.
Yeah, I had to get on and listen to things. I've been on a while listening to y'all. And that was a good topic as far as, I mean, you know, you got a lot of people that do a lot of things with grudge racing. They want to be with it, but real grudge racers, they don't have to really put it, so they work. For itself. That's a good topic.
I just like to recognize somebody while they're here. You know what I'm saying? You know how they always say, always try to give the person flowers before they die. Don't try to, you know, award them later after they done died. They can't see it.
Right, exactly.
But they work, you know, for themselves. That's how I look at it. You got to give it to them now.
Right. Now, I will be. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Ralph from Disturbing the Peace Nova.
Hey, what's going on, Ralphie?
What's going on, brother? So putting the snow tires on, getting ready to go slay a wolf.
You know what he's talking about. He wasn't racing out of Calvin for the wolf pack. And he's ready to go do it to Calvin on Piedmont. That's your head on June.
Yes, sir.
It'll be a good one. It's going to be a real good one. Calvin said he'll cut your eyes out, though. I ain't going to lie. That's what he told me.
Yeah, well, just tell him to be prepared.
Hey, Joe. The race is 1/4 mile conventional head, right?
Yes, sir. All
right. All I know is y'all watched that race last week. Huh?
Yo, Joe, this is June. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Joe? How's everything?
All right, I'm over here with Ralphie, man. I keep telling Calvin, stop talking about that leaving first. Because the horse starts off fast, that don't mean he's going to run the longest.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. You know, I know that one getting pretty heated up because Calvin, I told him, I know last time when Kim was on here, y'all was talking about who going to dig and who has that day.
Yeah. Keep trying to tell him.
And that's going to be an interesting race, I'll tell you that. And that same day, you know, we got the slut and them going at it. So that's going to be a good one, Popeye and the slut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we got a couple of the other ones, the horses and everybody. It should be good. Matter of fact, I'm not sure, but I think Ground and Town might be coming that day too.
What day is that, Joe?
That's April 26th. At Piedmont.
I heard you say something about the 22nd of March. What is that at? Well, I mean, what's going on?
That's the 22nd of March. Everybody going to be at Fayetteville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everybody going to be up there at Fayetteville. Just going on. They got a lot of stuff going on that day. A lot of racing going on that day, too.
Yeah, but you should try to give me something. I'm a stock suspension. Street car. You know my blue Mustang. I'm gonna have the blue Mustang down there that day.
Oh yeah, the Mustang that day?
Yeah, she'll be ready.
Oh shoot. Okay.
So I'm hooked up with Mark and G Money, so we are definitely gonna make that. As far as I know, we are definitely gonna make that.
And I know on I know a lot of people, you know, some people don't eat pork or whatever. I'm not sure. I know we're going to do a pig roast on at Piedmont that day also. So anybody wants something, come on down there.
Yo, that's that's North Carolina. That's pork heaven, man. You ain't got to worry about
pork
that.
Pork heaven?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know Gunnan told me he don't eat pork, so, you know, he's a vegetarian.
Who that?
Joe. Gunnan Picks. He told me he's a vegetarian.
Well, a lot of fields out there to graze, too, though.
Hey, Joe, you can go and get your son ready, too, man.
All around his lips. Huh?
You can go and get your son ready for the 22nd. I mean, for the 26th down Piedmont.
The 26th? Okay.
Yeah, then I'm gonna get him first, and I'm gonna take you. I'm gonna go ahead and shove both at the same time.
Come on now.
I'm gonna get him first on motor to motor, and then I'm gonna get you. We can go ahead and do what we gotta do.
This is George.
Yeah, this is Big George. Yeah.
Oh Lord, George.
Huh?
I thought my son had retired you last time.
No, yeah, he was talking last time. Joe. Hey, Joe, I underestimated him real bad that day. I just knew I could run him down. Man, I ain't tell you no lie. The longer it got, the worse it got.
Did you tell him what happened, though? Did you tell him what happened, George?
No. I mean, he hit me on the gate. I mean, I underestimated the car, but it's just the way I race. It don't really bother me whether I'm going to lose. I don't really care. But it's the sport of. I love the fun of it.
I know that, but just tell them what the lights were. The reason why you lost.
What? When he hit me
on
the gate?
Come on now. He cut a 019 and you cut a 300.
Yeah. No lie, you right. I think I cut like a 400 that day. I don't know what I was saying, bro. Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Yeah, I cut an 019, bro. I cut like a 2-something, bro. I don't know what that day, man, I wasn't on it at all.
I remember that reflex.
Man, Joe. Hey, Joe. Man, I'm 58 years old, man. My reflex is gone now, man.
How old are you? George, how old you told me you are?
58.
58? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I ain't bad, too. Oh, you know what? That's what I meant to tell you. The other man told me, say, you, as soon as you get there, he's going right up on you.
Who that? Baby?
Baby and them, they going to jump right on you as soon as you get there.
I love to have them. You know, Baby got me back in the, I think we went down there back in the 90s. I think it was like 96. And Baby and them, they welcomed me down Piedmont right. I mean, nice, you know, we talked, we had fun. I mean, Baby and them, his husband, opponents, they friendly. I mean, they good guys. You can't say too much about them. But, yeah, they stung me.
They stung you again. Don't forget they stung you at Capitol, right? What was his name with that black amount? Dave Nilly. Do you want to get that? Yes, he do.
I'm going to see if I can't make that happen the 22nd in April.
Okay, if not, the 26th, either way.
Okay, well, we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, he wants
that get back.
You know, my friend Lamont might be on there, too, so you better be careful. Don't talk too loud, because Lamont said he won't get hold of you. He talked to you at Cecil County. He said he won't get hold of you with the duster.
Who?
Lamont with the duster.
Oh man, he don't want no trouble.
I'm telling you, be careful. That's what he told me.
Hey Joe, one thing you know about me, I'm gonna run.
Okay. understand. He found me on there. I'm telling you right now, you might be on the thing because I know you run the street team down in Fayetteville. He might be on here.
Well, I'm going to sit back and listen to everything. I'm on here, so.
All right. Well, good talking to you, George.
Yeah, you too, Joe.
Okay, you take care now.
All right.
Yeah, it should be very interesting this season. Very interesting. Hey,
what's up, Joe?
You. Hello.
What's up, Joe?
All right, who's this here?
This is Big Sham.
Hey, what's going on, Sham? How's everything?
Hey, Long Island. Long Island.
Long
Island.
Huh?
Somebody on speakerphone. Who's on speakerphone?
I don't know who's on speakerphone. I'm not on it.
Yeah, you got to click somebody off.
It's Big George. Big George on speakerphone. Tell him to take it off speakerphone.
I ain't on speakerphone.
Okay. No. Somebody just on speakerphone.
No, I ain't on speakerphone.
All right. Well, it's gone now. You clicked it off.
Don't be saying I'm on speakerphone, short dog.
It was you.
Oh man, I hear all these people on here. Well, I just got on. I was trying to get home to help you out, Joe, but I'm on my way home now, so I decided to call into the show. But I hear from what I heard so far, all these guys with these street and streetable cars, man, you need to tell them to come on down to Indiana June 7th for this massacre we're going to have, if I want to say, against all you guys from up that way. I heard a whole bunch of that. They got these street cars and these streetable cars, man, act like they want some action. And get on up here.
Yeah, we got streetable cars.
Oh yeah, well, I mean that's what we catering to. It's open for everybody, but that's what we catering to. We catering to streetable cars.
When we come down there, Sam, we gonna buy it. You want the cheesecake part? You know what we gonna buy, right?
What you gonna buy, Joe?
We're gonna bring that spot back over here.
We're
gonna put that franchise out here.
We gotta take y'all back.
Yeah, all of us.
For tourists, unless you have an Illinois zip code or area code, Portillo's is off limits, man.
Hey Julia, I took them the pillows, man. They had a ball.
No doubt.
Yeah, we had a good time, Joe. I really appreciate y'all coming up here, man. I'm gonna make it my business to be there in April and in May for both of those events, man. I'm gonna try to make it my business to be there.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be there.
I'm gonna do that. Around the town and Phil definitely gonna run skin that day.
Oh yeah, that's the buzz right now. Everybody talking about that race with skin and Phil and ground the pound trying to get some get back and Alley Boys.
Okay.
So they definitely talking about you.
Yeah, we're gonna out there. We're gonna try it. I ain't gonna kid you now. We're gonna definitely go and do whatever we gotta do. And hopefully I can get to bring these a couple cars that I'm talking about coming with. And we're going to try to lose more people out there.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. We're definitely going to have some fun. It was a great turnout last year. All I get is good views. It was a lot of old heads out there and new heads. So it was a great turnout. And y'all made it. Y'all was the icing on the cake. Y'all made it happen. So everybody looking forward to, man, revenge, because, man, Phil did his job last year. Ain't nothing I can say. He did his job. So everybody on Pins and Needles, they looking for you. You know Skin was on your show last week. He took over your show, telling he going to whoop all y'all.
Yeah, he said he going to run. You understand? He coming out here, they going to go and get a rental car.
Yeah, identical
rental car
is going to
run for
$2,500. Oh, my goodness.
So yeah. I can't wait to see that one.
I believe it. If he said it, I believe it. That's what he do.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't believe it. They don't think they're skin race. But I tell them, no, skin race.
Oh no!
Now.
Yeah, he might talk a lot of stuff, but no, he's been racing a long time, and that's just what he do. All them street cars that y'all talking about, that's exactly what he do. So yeah, we should definitely have some fun.
Yeah, and what do you think about what we were talking about earlier?
I didn't hear the subject. What was the subject?
Our thing was, instead of the promoters turning around and saying who are races of the year or, you know, who's most feared cars of the year, we want to turn around and let the races vote on it.
Yeah, how are promoters going to pick somebody anyway?
Well, it can't do a favoritism. Like, basically, okay, let's just say, for example, you turn around and go a race of the year. You can't turn around and have a race of the year and he only have one race. You can't go most vehicle or anything like that or a rookie of the year and only have a race, one race, and you go give it to him. It's just not right.
Yeah.
I know you guys had a little problem out there and they were talking about it. So he says, you know what, to stop everything, we can turn around and let the races pick their own. I mean, if anybody
Absolutely.
Can figure out a better solution, let's try it.
Yeah, one person can't pick, no way.
Well,
I mean,
you know, you get a couple, say 10 votes, and you know how it is. Sometimes it's my friend or whatever, you know, one of those, you know, you can't go against your friend. And
right.
It's one of those things, and that's not good. You know,
yeah,
so.
You got to be some kind of biased, but.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's much better. If you like the race is gonna tell, they're gonna tell, you know, for the most part they're gonna tell the truth.
Yeah, and that's just like, okay, for example, when you got a DT man, you gotta make sure you got the right DT man. So sometimes a racer can say, "Oh, I didn't say that." Well, you know, even though that's your friend, you gotta tell him put it straight. Hey, guess what? Yes, you did it. That's how it went.
Oh yeah.
You know, you gotta have some DT men you can't, you know, ain't gonna stand up. Let's just be real. They'll fold quick. I mean,
so Joe,
over here,
I was trying to wait for the break. Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Pretty good. You, how's everything?
Everything's fine.
Hey,
just
calling
in. Enjoying
your love and support, man. Hey,
yes,
over there. It's over there. It's in that
advanced
booth there.
Hey, Gunny, you got a mic open. Somebody, I think they're in a restaurant or something, placing an order.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you please mute that mic?
Yeah, I'm working on it now. I'm trying to find them right now.
Thank you. My apologies.
Yeah,
Come on back in.
Yeah, I think everybody gonna have a good year this year. I mean, you know, I hope everybody has good shows, you know what I mean? We just gotta turn around and be true to the game. That's all we gotta be.
Don't get that man to bag in.
That's all we have to have.
Yes, sir.
As long as everybody,
Go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. I'm going to tell you something. These guys over in the back over here, these boys are disturbing the peace. I'm trying to bring them out there with me. Because I'm telling you, they have fun. And just to go out there and just, you know, let them see something different. There's a couple of people I want to bring with me just to say, hey, you got to be there just to have the fun. And and they're good guys, so I want them coming out there with me too. Like they're doing that race with Calvinism, it's been brewing and brewing and brewing, and now they finally do it.
Sham.
Everybody,
Long Island Joe, what up, everybody?
What's going on?
How's everything? Who we
I'm good.
Who we got?
Hello.
Hello.
Yo, this is Vaughn.
What's up, Vaughn?
What up, Peanut? Peanut.
What's going on, Peanut?
You got it, baby. Hanging in there, man. Hanging in there.
Yes, sir. I just called in to support the show. That's all.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell them what you got. Hey. Tell them what kind of car you got.
I got two cars. I got a 78 Malibu back half, big block. And I got a street car, Ford Malibu, big block.
All right. And tell me, are you looking for action?
Yes, sir. I will be there in April. I'm looking for action. I'm trying to engage.
Trying to engage. Okay. We're going to find you something to engage with. You
okay.
Just got to tell us what day you're going to be around.
So I'm coming soon as the race. What is it, 26th?
Oh, yeah, 26th.
Okay, I'll be there.
Oh. You know, what's his name? Duncan the Law is supposed to be there, too. You know, he's going to turn around. He done called me up the other day. He said he's coming.
Okay.
Dunn doesn't know who he is.
Yeah, Voss, I'm going to tell you like this, Voss. Nah, I'm going to keep it fucking with you. I've been up there to the Northeast a few times. Those guys on the Northeast are good for what they do. And they are great when they run against each other. I mean, all the action you can stand. But I do believe that when the Midwest comes over to the Northeast, it's going to be a massacre. You know what I'm saying? Long Island Joe got the hell away out there in Illinois. But, you know, I've been out there in the Northeast. I do not believe that them boys on the Northeast can hang with the Midwest going out that back door, period.
I told my guys it was bears out there. You know that, right, Gunner?
There's bears out there. They eat your ass up, and you know it. You just happen to get away.
Yeah, and that means it's sweet.
Gunner, you gonna walk right into that, ain't you, huh? You gonna walk right into that, man.
Hey, there is bears out there in the Midwest. But I walk into that, hey, that damn meat is sweet until they take their claws in your eyes, then you become sweet.
And look, and Gunner, you're a vegetarian, so you can't even eat meat. So what are you talking for?
I sat down at Patillo's just like y'all did, so go figure.
For those that don't know, that chopped salad off the hook, baby.
Joe, don't you have Boz, do you run on motor with your back ass?
I will.
Joe, don't you got a back half that run on motor?
Yeah, I got a back half that run on motor.
Oh, well, here you go. Joe, get that sweet meat. Eat it up. Get Voss. Eat him up.
Hey, this meat I got you can't chew on.
Look at that shit. Crickets. I don't hear shit out of Long Island Joe. I just got to talk to him.
And I'll make sure that happens.
Who you got to talk to? Pizza Gangster? Who you got to talk to?
Don't worry about that. Just let me.
We're talking about you, Mr. Sweet Meat. We talking
I'm
about
going
you.
Ahead.
Go
I'm,
ahead, get Boz.
I'm,
chew him
look,
up.
This ain't.
I see all these 631s. I see 301, 240, 410, 631, 202, all doo-doo.
Listen.
And that's simple as
okay,
that.
Okay,
get home to the Midwest. And they like to run how y'all like to run, out the back door.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Y'all ain't speaking your language. What's the problem?
It ain't no meat. It's some pizza. It's gonna be some pizza.
Oh, man. You talking about the pizza gangster.
What?
The pizza gangster.
You just asked for a motor car, and I'm giving you a motor car.
No, I said you. I said you. You know what? I got to start throwing some footage up. I got to let these brothers out there see what y'all really doing.
Didn't you just say, now why you up there? See, now why you up there stopping races now, Johnny? You just stopped the race.
Hey, well, I'm a videographer. That's my job to put out videos. That is my job to put videos out. Well, you don't want me to do my job, Joe, just so you don't want me to do my job.
You ain't supposed to stop a race. That man, he say he want to run a motor car. I got a motor car.
Man, how am I stopping a race?
He ain't stopping no race because when I get there, you already know it's no holds barred. Nitrous, motor.
Yeah.
I'm going to make something happen.
Okay. We're going to make it happen, too.
The same way you down here and got a race, I want to come up there and get some races.
I promise you I have a race. I might even have a four-door waiting for you when you get here.
You better not. You better not have no four-door waiting for me.
Yes, sir. I might have a four-door waiting for you.
If you got a four-door car with all interior in it, they ask is mine.
Go ahead, Peanut. Get him, Peanut.
They call it.
Yes,
the
old Bob, man.
They call it a taxi cab. I might have to get you with this taxi.
That's what we got. Taxi, we got a grocery getter. Everybody jumping in and ride around.
All right. Well, I'm gonna tell you, we might have to do this. I'm gonna talk to him.
Ain't no Mike. We gonna do it. As long as I'm on the premises, y'all on the premises. What else stopping us?
Okay. That's true. Well, we're definitely going to find out now. I'm going to definitely have to make that phone call.
Man, you should have been made that call.
I forgot all about that photo, man. I forgot about we had that photo stick over there.
And make sure you got that arm on the back half up there, too.
You sure? Okay, you sure about that one, though, huh?
Now, I'm sure about all of it. I'll be that engaged.
Yo, Gunner. He gonna curse you out after this.
Hey, he gonna curse me out. God damn, Gunner, hey, I like you, Gunner. You's a bad motherfucker, Gunner. You turn me on all those jokers up down the Northeast. Yeah, you motherfucker. You's a motherfucker.
Hey, Gunner.
Yeah,
hey, Gunner. You already know I'm gonna chop it up with you anyway.
Hey, listen. They got a dude up there by the name of Mark Jones with the Black Assassin and whatnot. I'm looking to see more out of Mark Jones. I'm looking to see, man. There's so many cars I've seen up there. What about Hell Yeah? You heard from Hell Yeah lately, Long Island Joe? Will he be in Piedmont?
Hell Yeah, he's from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Well, right. so many cars up there. You know, I want the Northeast to know. I really like the way y'all look. I like a lot of the cars. I like that you guys run the back door. The Midwest also runs out the back door. I'm hoping that the April 26th and it will be the opening and the gateway for a lot of camaraderie and a lot of people coming out to engage with each other from Midwest to the Northeast. I'll tell you what, Long Island Joe, what else do you guys got going on? Voss, you also got a race coming up too down south. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. June 28th. Street car race going on. Huh?
I said, let the people know what's going on June 28th exactly.
June 28th, we having a North invades the South street car brawl. Street cars, all street cars with all the working lights, all the furniture. We're gonna have a 6-0 and a 7-0 class, but all the street cars, we're gonna have a $2,500 mandatory payout. But it's gonna be the North versus the South.
Hmm. 773-3803. What's your name?
Yeah, this is OG Kick Your Ass. Just calling in to support the show. All you got to do is get down and be ready to go.
That must be Gunny Fish, bravo.
Yeah.
They got jokes.
Hey, Gunner, I'm gonna run in this place back here. I'm gonna mute my mic.
Yeah, I'm gonna mute my mic for a minute, but I'll be back in a few minutes. I just gotta run inside the office. I'm still at work here. Hey, Gunner. Somebody got their mic over. Gunner.
Come on back, Gunner.
What's going
Joe,
on,
Hey, Joe. Gunner, you there? Yeah.
Hey. Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on?
I was gonna say, hey, Gunner, brother, come on. And Gunner dropped off, didn't it?
You ain't kidding, man. He got scared quick, didn't he?
Hey, Joe, you know who this is, right?
Huh?
I said, you know who this is, right?
This is Kev.
I said, you know who this is, right?
I know who this is.
Do you?
Yeah, I think it's Kev.
I know. I thought we're family. It's like that now?
Huh?
It's the pizza gangster.
Oh, my man, Stefano. Oh, yeah.
What's
yes.
happening, Joe? I'm just sitting back in the wheelchair listening, just laying back. And I do apologize to everybody because I had my mic open. I was taking care of some business, you know me. Working 7 days a week, you know how it is.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to whoop on somebody, and we're going to get all the preliminaries ready for this guy on the 26th of Piedmont.
He wants a
motor
car?
He
got a motor car. He got as
much
action as he can handle. He wants a motor car.
Yep. Now, Gunner, you heard that, didn't you? Gunner jumped off the phone quick.
Why is it every time I get on your show, everybody runs? Why is that, Joe? Same thing happened to Kenny B last time. What happened? I can't understand that. And it's wintertime.
What happened? I really don't, man. Gunner,
did
you hear the topic that we were doing?
What's that?
Did you hear what we're doing, Stefano?
No, let me hear. I just got back on. Well, let me hear. Let me hear.
We're going to let the racers pick who they want for race of the year, most feared car of the year, and then we're going to give the award on the 25th of May.
Oh, I think that's way better. Like, yep.
You know,
we're the racers by the racers.
Instead of promoters, anybody call, we'll let the racers do it, then they can't say, you know, they can't blame this one or blame that one. Hey,
right.
Your own peers, that's it. So, I mean, anything
well,
just to make it better.
With,
hey, Joe. Hey, Long
Hello.
Out. Yes.
Hey, this show dog good.
Hey,
tell
hey, we're going to talk
about that red black Camaro.
Huh?
That Soprano got the black Camaro.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Black Camaro.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll make sure.
Yeah.
Long Island Joe.
A conventional head, big block, 1/4 barrel, low deck.
And we're looking for work.
Yep.
Long Island Joe.
Yeah, go ahead.
This big day for my running. Somebody said you needed a taxi cab somewhere.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Oh, shoot. Yes, sir. Big day. They got a taxi cab. They talking about they got this here taxi supposed to be coming out there. I'm going to find out exactly what this. At what day? I know he's coming out here to us. Which day he gonna be? He was just on the phone. I know he had the news mic. I think he's still at work.
Well, you find out. You find out when he's coming, cause ain't but one taxi cab on the Northeast.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh man,
Gunner
ain't even on here.
I'm on here. I'm on here. I'm just trying to get Voss to come back on the show, Voss. Hello.
He didn't pay his medallion fee, so he can't be a taxi cab.
All right, Voss is still on the show, but I tell you what, he probably put the phone down or something like that. But I tell you what, Mr. Big Dave, I look forward to meeting you on April 26th. I will most definitely be at that race. I hope you put on the show. But, Dave, let me ask you a question. Is there anybody up in your home area on the Northeast that you're looking to engage with? Anybody that you just been eyeballing for a minute now?
We got a race locked in for a guy in my hometown named Kevin Hunt. We running him on March 30th.
Okay, what's going on March 30th?
He has a big block Trans Am. We have a big block Malibu running head up at ACCO in New Jersey.
Okay, that's going down to ACCO. Okay, that's March 30th. You know what?
That's
what
they'll do.
So
that's a big body car now. Remember that. You remember what he told you, right? Gunner's trying to put you on something small. You got to watch him. Somebody, mic is on. Open. Yeah, Dave, no, I appreciate that. That'd be perfect, though, to knock that cat you have off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was listening to the show, and I heard him mention four-door, and I started licking my lips and rubbing my pants. I said, oh, shit.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, they think they got something sweet. They ain't see your four-door. That's all.
And when are they coming down? Where's this supposed to happen at?
I'm not sure if they're going to come to Piedmont or they're going to come to Buzz Creek.
Buzz Creek.
One of the two.
Okay. What date is Buzz Creek?
Piedmont is April 26th and Buzz Creek is May.
Okay. All right. May 26th. All right. Very good. Very good.
Yeah. You know, we gonna, you know,
and
we
so
try to
what,
cook up everything.
And where they coming from with that? Where they coming from with that photo?
Oh, they come from Indiana.
All right. Tell them they're not allowed in the state of Maryland in the whole month of May.
Oh shit!
Oh man! That's a good one.
Hey, Joe, how about that, Dave?
Hey, Joe, did Gunny mute Vaz's mic? Because, man, I can't believe Vaz, he must have fell off or something.
Maybe his phone ran out of quarters or something. I don't know.
Hey, Gunny.
Vaz is on his line. Vaz is on the show. His mic is open. His mic has been open.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, Vaz.
You know what it is.
Come on in. That man got a four-door. Come on with it, man. Get on here, Vaz.
Bob's got two doors now. Man, oh, man, Gunner, well, I thought you were going to give me some race. What are you talking about, Gunner?
Hey, man, all I am is, you know, I'm the operator, you know what I'm saying? I can't make nobody talk, man. You know what I'm saying?
Did you say it's going to be a map of you?
Now listen, let me tell you something. Also, all all jokes aside, now we're gonna get real. Joe, Skin. First of all, Skin gonna do your hair for you. He gonna braid your hair for you on April 26th. That's that. Whenever you and Skin run, I got my money on Skin. He really gonna put a little feel over his knee, and that's that. That's what you don't know. But other than that, we're looking at the Midwest coming to play with the Northeast, and that's as simple as that. I'm at a loss for words tonight. You know, a lot of my people. You know, the calls are dropping off the show. I don't know what's going on tonight. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm looking to hear some more.
You know what, Phil did?
All these no.
The same thing will happen to Skin. What happened?
Yeah, Long Island Joe. No, I'm here. I'm just here. I'm looking at these people with their hands up on the board, but it's like every time I click on them, it's like it's dropping the calls or whatnot. Everybody's, I see a lot of calls being dropped. They call back in. Before I can pick them up, they drop again.
Before you click them on again, Gunny, tell them put a quarter in it.
So, Gunny, what's happening?
What's going on? Who's this right here?
This is Jack Emmett, Joe Blow. What's going on, baby?
Oh, what's going on, Mr. Leroy? How you doing, man? Leroy,
you
here? What's
going on, Leroy?
Hey, what up, baby? How you doing, Joe?
Good. How you doing?
Man, I'm hanging in there, man. Man, working it out. Hey, this season on the 26th of April, what's the theme? Is it a street? What the deal is? Every goddamn thing or what?
On the 20th of... In Piedmont, it's gonna be a conventional head shootout and grudge run all day.
Okay.
And then we also on the 23rd we're gonna be at Fayetteville, 22nd and 23rd March. And you can make it down there too.
That's the plan.
We're gonna do it up a little bit this year.
You know, so if my car not ready, I'm gonna just bring a gang of street cars down there. So we're gonna figure something out.
Oh, you bring a street car?
Yeah. But I should be ready, but if it's gonna be a motor car?
A motor car or a juice car?
Hell yeah, a motor car.
All motor?
Huh?
Is it a motor car or a motor?
Would you say all motor or all motor? Yeah, it's gonna be a motor car.
Okay,
what you mean with pistons? You mean with pistons and shit in it, right?
Okay. So you're afraid, huh? Okay, I got you.
Oh, you talking about is it? You want to know if it's horsepower or if it's naturally aspirated or if I'm spraying?
Yeah.
Man, I'm a petty junkie, man.
Okay, I got you. Well, we got something to accommodate.
I'm a junkie. I like the thrill of spraying a whole bunch of shit into a motor. I'm bored if I just drive something on horsepower.
Oh,
like
come on now.
Man, you must need to find a new engine builder, I guess.
who just said that?
The pizza gangster said that. And I'm all motor.
Okay,
I guess you need to find it. I can give you guys a number if you need it.
Let me ask you a question. Are you saying a gangster or pizza gangster, like a pizzeria or some shit? What you saying?
That's right. I own a pizzeria. Exactly right.
Okay. Well, hi, mister. Hi, Mr. Pizza Gangster. How are you? What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Joe, by the way, what's the payoff for the conventional head?
Pizza Gangster, can you tell me something good? Really?
What's that, bud?
How's your pizza? What do you sell? What type of toppings do you guys sell?
I can put any topping you like. You name it.
Do you do turkey and what they call it, the tomatoes, the plum, do you put plum tomatoes on it?
Yeah.
I would like some jalapeno peppers also. How about that?
You come up my shop and you got a free pie on me, my friend.
Okay, tell me this, Pizza Gangster. Where are you located? Where's your pizzeria located?
I'm up north. I'm right outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Called Bentown.
Okay, well, what we got to do, we got to come to, you said Pennsylvania?
Yes, sir.
Well,
we can meet up in Piedmont. I'll bring a pie for you if you want to do something. I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yo.
Oh, that's terrific. For right now,
yo.
I want to get some pizza. Yeah, I want to get some pizza right now. Fuck it. I'm ready to eat. How about it? Can you FedEx a couple pieces
out
there to Chicago?
Can I come up to Chicago? Chicago, they don't know how to make pizza over there. They make that deep dish stuff. They ain't got no skills. See, the skill is to throw it up in the air and hand toss it.
Oh, okay, cool. You gotta throw it up in the air and toss it, huh? Like a salad?
Yes, sir. We do a lot of tossing up here.
Okay, cool. Sounds good to me.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Ding, ding. Round one, baby.
There you go. Yeah.
Hey, what's happening, Leroy? I mean, you know, Hey, it's coming, baby.
Hey, Drake.
Go, Vaughn.
Yes. They gonna be like, hey, man, why you fuck the pizza man up like that?
Hey, big dog. We guess right now. Let's be cool. Let's be nice. Let's go on, sit back. You know, just smile.
you know, when somebody walk up, wave, smile at them, be cool, be cool.
Okay, I got it.
Hey, Joe, we going to show you. Remember this, them true gangsters, they come from the Midwest. Chicago is the home of the gangsters, baby.
Okay, yeah. Now listen to this here. Hold on now, this is something. I'm
this,
gonna,
this
let
part,
tell you
this,
this now.
Joe, you know who this is, Joe? You know who this is? This Puerto Rican junior. I was your DP man at that race.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still. Hey, Joe, remember, Chicago is the land of the gangsters. Watch the
okay.
people, man, now.
Now, listen, hold on now. I'm just going to tell you something now. Now, you just heard what the man said. If they come with a conventional head, 1/4 barrel or motor, they got action.
They got all the action they can handle.
They
and I don't want nobody to we'll come off the trailer.
Just make
That's
sure
how much
your gangsters don't come in there with no blanks in their guns. Just come on
ooh,
out and be ready.
Ooh,
I'm telling you right now.
Hey, Joe.
If he said he going to do it, he going to do it.
Hey, Joe, this for the piece of gangster. You know when you stirring that sauce and you just stirring nice and slow and that flavor just, I mean, the aroma just get around? Yeah, that's how it's getting right now. Hey, Joe, this going to be lovely, baby.
We're gonna find out now. I was if Leroy gonna, I guess Leroy gonna step to the plate. Conventional head. Motor to motor.
Hey, Leroy, sit back, man. Wave,
that's
say right, hello. You know, tip your hat every once in a while. Be cool.
Look,
hey, Joe.
Joe, I don't mean no this,
but I'm going to ask the piece of gangster. I'm going to see if he really know. Now, everybody knows gangsters, we don't dance. What do we do?
We boogie.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's a true gangster there, baby. That's I'm going on mute, man.
National Vaz, we boogie, baby.
Hey, Vaz, they got a gentleman there talk about something about if you show up with the four door to leave it on the state line or something like I don't know. I ain't really
don't
understand.
Don't even come to Maryland, they say.
Don't even come to Maryland. He said,
don't come to where? Don't come to Maryland, nowhere.
Man, my car already in Maryland, waiting for the 26.
What?
My shit already in Maryland, waiting for the 26.
Well, there's a gentleman with a four-door there, street car. I guess he
now,
he
which
said,
one you
stay
coming
home,
to? You coming to Creek or you coming to Piedmont? That's what we got to find out.
I'm coming to wherever the party at.
All right. We're going to have to, when we get up to there, we're going to make sure we're going to get everything all sealed up. Because I'm sure going to have this four-door over there, taxi. He said you didn't take a medallion license, so you can't be considered yourself a taxi.
No, I got my livery license. Cause I deliver groceries.
Okay. You ever been stuck up?
That's one thing I never been did. I've never been stuck up.
First time for everything. It's the first time for everything.
Yes, sir.
That first time ain't gonna happen.
Big Dave said he ready to stick you up.
Man, I hope so, man. I hope he try. I hope he at least try to stick me up.
I ain't gonna lie, it's gonna be four door. He ain't gonna lie, he gonna race you with his four door.
I like that. I'm trying to get some action with that four door.
You got
hey,
it.
Hey, Rod,
action.
Hey, Vaz, let me ask you a question, man. When you ever heard of the stick up man getting stuck up? I ain't never heard of that.
Shit, I done seen it plenty of times. The stick up man that got stuck up with it on one.
That's what I'm talking about, partner.
I just seen a sneak up and get stuck up with his own gun. That was the last nigga that tried to stick me up. He was a stick up man. He got stuck up with his own gun.
And he got hit upside the head. Man, grow up, come back, young boy.
Oh man. Yes, sir.
It's definitely gonna be a good year, man.
I can see it. Everybody want to come out. They want to play. They ready to do a little something.
Yeah.
I mean, I was trying to. I was hoping Street King had got on there because I know he's been telling me he wanna do to somebody with that Magnum bag. He already had told me. He got that brand new car and he's sitting there.
What kind of car he got?
He got a Magnum wagon.
A Magnum wagon?
Yep. Air conditioned, full interior, everything.
Where you going with that?
Hold on, let me. You know what I'm gonna do? Y'all don't mess around. Let me see if I can get hold of this man. Y'all don't mess
up. Where you going with that?
Look, I ain't gonna lie to you. You've been racing a lot with it.
He just ain't came his way of racing. I ain't heard nothing about it. I probably would have went in the accommodated him. A Magnum wagon.
Magnum wagon, air conditioner, everything, full seat, everything.
Oh, okay.
That's,
well, I ain't got no AC.
Hey, ain't no problem. I think you can still do something. He willing to accommodate people too. He likes racing, so he ain't got to worry about that.
Okay.
Definitely ain't got to worry about that. He will go out there doing out the door or anything. He'll go out the back though.
That's what I'm talking about. The back though. God, these ain't no fast cars.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, we're going to find out. Definitely going to find out. Dude. You know what it is? We got so much snow up here. Like, I'm working right now. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm driving and working. And everybody out there trying to get that snow ready, trying to get everything before it gets too hard. And that's what a lot of people are doing right now, trying to listen and stop the talk. Got to do both at the same time. But I'm quite sure he would have been on here already.
Okay.
I know he should have been on here.
Hey, Joe. Did Jersey get a lot of snow?
Huh?
Did Jersey get a lot of snow?
Yeah, they did.
We got 10 inches over here in Long Island, so.
Oh, my God.
We got about 11 over this way.
Dang. You got how much over there in Jersey?
I'm not sure. I know Long Island got 10.
Oh, okay.
Well, 10 over here. So,
well, what's going on, Joe?
Yeah. Not much. How's everything?
Yeah, this is Larry out of Chicago. I didn't want to be on the program and not come and represent. And what's going on, man? How you doing?
Yeah, hanging in there. Can't complain. Can't complain.
What's going on? I want you to know I'm on the program listening, and we'll be at Piedmont. We will be at Piedmont on the 26th.
We'll be in Piedmont. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, tell me something. What y'all bringing?
Well, we ain't decided yet. If we don't be ready, like Leroy said, if we don't be ready, we'll probably bring a streetcar.
Okay. You know who else I was talking to the other day? Who's the guy with the head? The Monte Carlo came with Kanye. He ran in the conventional shootout last time. Chuck. I got to make sure I tell Chuck come on down there because he can get in the shootout too. He did good last time. I think he red-lighted on the last one.
Y'all having a conventional head shootout?
Conventional head shootout.
Hey, Joe, what's that pay to win, by the way?
Huh?
What's that pay to win the conventional head shootout? What's that pay?
$3,000 to win, $1,000 runner up, $100 entry.
What's the entry? $100 entry?
$100 entry fee. All right. And we're gonna do. There's no minimum, so it don't matter how many people are there. We don't care. It don't matter. It's gonna be regardless, $3,000.
Okay.
All right. We're definitely going to do that one. I know a lot of guys have been talking about it. And Calvin from the Wolf Pack said, whoever cut the best light in the elimination $200. He gonna take the $200 out of his pocket. Because he don't think nobody gonna beat him in elimination on the light. Just go ahead and let you know now. You gotta win now. You can't just cut the light, not win the race. As long as you win the race and the elimination, you get $200. And you cut the light and then just turn around and just go fall dead. Ain't right nowhere, you know what I mean? That's no good. But he willing to put up that $200 on top of that. I got a couple other people that might be doing something too. Might be adding something sweeter on the pot. So I'm waiting to see what's going on. But definitely going to happen at Piedmont. And like I said, it got voted track of the year last year. So you can't say that you ain't going to hook there. I think Chris Rini went 381 over there. One of the blows to the roll went 370. So it's definitely a good track.
Yeah.
Definitely a good track. You can't say that you ain't going to hook. I mean, if your stuff ain't right, you're going to find out if your stuff going to break.
Hey, Joe, is that race going to be the eighth or quarter mile?
That's going to be the 8 mile.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's going to be the 8 mile. So Bunch Creek and Fayetteville will be the quarter mile. Those are the quarter mile tracks. That's what we got there. But everything else, everybody's been calling me up and they've been trying to lock in races. I mean, it's interesting because it was funny because the guy called me up today. He said, can I get in touch with Mickey? I said, well, I said, you know, we were just talking about you. He said, well, I said, well, Mickey, we want to get in touch with you. Well, can we do it at that race? I said, yeah, you can do it. Let's go. I called him up. Sure enough, him and Gerald, grown folks, they're going to go G-body to G-body on the 22nd. That's a good one. And just like Boss Hogg and Street King said he ain't never seen a mopar that can run. So Boss Hogg going to prove it to him. I mean, they started that at one thing. Now everybody tightening up a bit. So I know Steph got a side bet, minimum 500. Just a side bet. That's how they're betting with this thing. They don't think that the Dust are going to win at all. So it should be good. And that's a good thing. That's when you know you got a real good race. When you got everybody down there saying they're going to win. You got everybody up here saying you're going to win. So that makes a good rivalry right there. Everybody confident. Both sides are confident. I mean, one of them going to have to lose, but they're both confident. So that's kind of, I wouldn't doubt. I don't want to say put a tag on how much that race going to go down for, but I can tell you it's going to be up there. Like Street King said, I can guarantee it's going to be over 5. And they see cars. Stock suspension on 28. All motor. Small blocks on motor. So it should be real good. And I know the ground and pound, they waiting for a lot. I guess they're going to wait till when I come out there on the 7th to do them right. Because I know Gunn and them betted on that one, too. So that's when I come out to Sham. I guess they have 2 for the price of 1. They get skin and ground and pound. We'll see what happens. Who else we got out there, Gunner? Or Gunner and them fell asleep? Gunner, you out there? Hello?
Can you hear me, Joe? Joe, can you hear me? Hello?
Good.
Joe. Yes, sir. Can you hear me, Long Island?
I can hear you. I don't know what Long Island was just calling you.
Man, there's something wrong with it. It's something wrong with the system tonight or something, man. The calls are dropping. But I don't see Long Island Joe. He dropped already. All right. Well, Larry, did he end the show, Joe? I mean, Larry?
Yeah, I'm still on the show. Yeah, I just finished speaking to Joe. And tell them we was coming to Piedmont.
Okay.
Anybody else on the show?
Yellow. Hello. Can you hear me?
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of us still on the line, I apologize. We had a little technical difficulties tonight with the program itself, with Blog Talk Radio. So please bear with us. Tune in next Monday for Long Island Joe Show again. Once again, that's 7:30, 7:30 every Monday for the Northeast Show with Custom Tees, Larry T, and the DMV area. If anybody doesn't have anything else to say, if anybody wants to say anything, please press your one button now. Big Dave, I still see you on the line. Junior, I see you on the line. Larry, Big Sham, and a bunch of other numbers. So if you guys don't have anything to say, closing comments, I'll take this time to close the show out.
Big Sham.
Yeah, what up, Larry?
Okay. Just making sure you were still on with us, that's all.
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. I see we got a 201 number that just popped up. Hang on for a hot second. 201-6067. What's your name?
What's your deal? 201. This is D. Eric Tay up.
What's happening, Payer? Payer, we're about to end the show tonight. I know you guys got some snow up there. Long Island Joe was at work, so I just came in to help him out a little bit. But we do have Shottown on the line. We got Puerto Rican Junior on the line. We have Big from up your area, from Mount Vernon. On the line, we got Big Sham from Chicago. We have Larry from Chicago. And, here they come. The show was, I think, Long Island Joe. I don't know what happened to Long Island Joe, but, Pay, what's going on? Are you coming down to Piedmont April 26th supporting Long Island Joe?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I support Long Island Joe 100%. I support you. I think I'm locked in for two events that you have in the Midwest. I'm going to that. We're going to do a lot of moving around this year. A lot of traveling. We should do pretty good this year.
All right, that sounds good. I'll tell you what, I know you need to coordinate. I know we have the July 26th race date, and we have the June 7th race date going down. Big Sham, are you on the phone?
I'm here. What's going on?
All right,
what's going on, E?
What's up, big bro?
Man, some emotion, baby.
It's funny, too, because I was going to call you day before yesterday, man. Day before yesterday and talk to your brother.
Oh, man, hit my line. I'm ready. Hit my line.
Definitely. But, talk to me, Gunner.
All right, well, you know what, E, you came in on the tail end of the show, Long Island Joe. He ended the show where he got dropped off. We had a lot of technical difficulty tonight. So
okay.
I'd like to take this time to end the show. I'll tell you what, we have a 248 number that just popped up. Hold on for a second. This might be Long Island Joe. Okay. Well, no, that's it. Long Island Joe, he got to push snow right now. He did lose connection. I don't know what happened. So for those of you guys I see still calling in, please tune in next Monday at 7:30 for Long Island Joe with Clocks Off and Custom Tees representing the Northeast, making a global connection. So ladies and gentlemen, please have a good night, and I hope you enjoyed the show.
Welcome to Clocks Off Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern Grudge Race to the world with Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com. The Northeastern racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.clocksoff.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your